Hello,
and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation. You know, I have to tell you that this is a beautiful, blessed morning. And, I wasn't sure what today was going to bring. I was worried a little bit. Wasn't sure if I was going to have my voice or what the day would look like. And when I got up this morning and I still had a voice, I was just rejoicing. I was like, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Because that's what I really needed today, was just to have a voice to call and check on people that I love and let them know that I was okay. And to balance my day as for a start, right? And so as I was thinking of that, I was like, you know, a lot of times I just need something simple, like my voice. And so it made me also think about the fact that I should not wake with an expectation of what is termed good or bad for my day, which I thought was amazing. That's a lesson for me to take. So as I prepare to move forward into my day and be grateful, I just wanted to check in and let you know that life is going to be okay. You know, I have that feeling when I wake up in the morning and I can breathe and I can speak and I just say thank you. Because, you know, those are the main things that I want each day. And I know that we may have different desires for our day and different expectations and different joys, you know, but that's part of the beauty of being one of God's unique creations. And there's just so many wonderful people in the world who think differently than, you know, than the person next to you, and think differently than me and you. And while we don't always feel comfortable around those people, they may not feel comfortable around us either. So the point and the joy is to be comfortable within yourself, so that when you do interact with other people, you can interact with love and with peace, and in pursuit of harmony. And so I don't know what you've got set up today. And maybe you don't know yet either. But whatever you do with your day, do it in joy. You know, move through the world in peace. And keep your mind open so that you can find and see the opportunities in your journey. And do something each day to learn something new. You know, spread your wings, stretch yourself, and grow. You know, if you are still breathing, you have lots of opportunity in you. The key for you is just going to be choosing to be open to what's in your path, and to recognize that God is still sending blessings your way, whether you're 50, 70, 100, or be grateful for your journey. Be grateful for each breath and each step of opportunity. Reach out and pick up a new habit. Find a new book to read. You know, try a new station. I don't know whether you like gospel, country, reggae, or R&B. The point is to do something different with your life. It's important to try new things. It helps your mind continue to grow, and it helps your mind fire on, you know, different synapses. You want to just get the most out of life that you can. And so, you know, don't make the mistake of expecting each day to be the same. Walk into each day, you know, jubilant, rejoicing, and open to the blessings that come your way. You know, smile at a new neighbor you haven't smiled at before, right? And, you know, maybe go out and put a little garden in the backyard. You know, pick up bird watching. There are so many things that you have the ability to do. Don't stop your life while you still have breath in you. And don't expect for things to be bad. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Until we speak again, live your life to the fullest. Goodbye.